When she was growing up in Hermosillo, Sonora, about 180 miles south of the border, Cassandra Hernandez-Faham knew a lot about Arizona. In fact, everybody did. Most people in Hermosillo would take regular trips to Tucson to shop, they had travel visas, and they were aware of their own relationship with the U.S. But when Hernandez moved to Phoenix at age 18, she found the opposite. People here didn't know much at all about their neighbors to the south, let alone Hermosillo.
Now she works to bridge that divide as curator of the Kala Alliance, an organization that encourages cultural understanding between people of the Americas. Hernandez works to educate Arizonans through the arts about our relationship to the Americas. Last year, she was profiled in Phoenix New Times' Best of Phoenix edition, and she talked about how she thinks Arizona needs to create a new vision of itself in light of our place in the binational Sonoran Desert. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with her recently. Lauren, where does she think we are in terms of creating this new vision for the city?
She sees a lot of hope in where we are in that. But of course, a lot is changing right now, too. In that profile in New Time, she talked about SB 1070 and how it ignited a fire in the Latino community here in the Valley. And now, as immigration enforcement tactics are being ramped up across the country, she thinks we have something unique to offer.
Well, SB 1070, obviously beyond the very terrible legal implications that it had just for everyday life of people who had either come here, but also people who had been here for generations, in terms of the message that it was sending that, you know, you don't belong here. It doesn't matter if you arrived last week or if you've been here for three generations, you are marked by the color of your skin, by your accent, by the way you look, by the way you live your life. And so I feel like there was a lot of impetus from many people to fight that and say, I mean, from the perspective of arts and culture, right? There was this work to say, how do we make visible, right? How do we take up space? How do we celebrate our wholeness and the fact that Phoenix is incomprehensible if you don't understand the history of Mexican communities here, the history of, more recent immigration, indigenous history, if you don't understand this place from the perspective of immigrants from all over the world. And so I feel like there was this urgency to say, you know, we're here, we live in the present, we contribute, we are beautiful, complicated peoples, just as everyone else. And we reject this message that we don't belong. We are very much part of the fabric of this society, and we're here. We're here to stay. So I feel like that urgency is coming back, and at a national level, in a way that I don't think we've seen before.
How have you seen the immigrant community here respond to that? And how have you seen the larger Phoenix community respond to that? Is it different this time?
You know, I think there was a lot of learning that happened during SB 1070 and after that. And I think that now the rest of the country, right, is looking at us in Arizona as an example of a resistance that has been happening for a long time. I feel like for a very long time, Arizona symbolized, you know, racism and hatred in some way, and was leading the way in this very discriminatory, you know, legislation. And now I feel like we have something to teach others in terms of having lived through that. And I feel that immigrant communities have shaped this discourse. They're the ones who have led the movements and the resistance to this message that you don't belong here. So I think we have something to contribute in this moment.
So the question that you've asked then is this: how do we as a community in Phoenix, a broader community here in the Valley, create a new vision of what we want to be? And do you think that we're doing that?
You know, I think anytime I think about where new visions come from, I think they come from curiosity, and they come from listening, and they come from being present, and they come from asking questions. And I think that we are in a moment where we're being tasked, right, with the question of who are we? And I think that as seductive as it is sometimes to sign up, right, for an identity or for an understanding that somebody else has created for you, I think it's time that we do that work individually and internally and also in community. I think It's a moment for great reflection. It's a moment for great action. It's a moment that is going to require a lot of curiosity, a lot of listening to each other, a lot of understanding, and also a lot of standing together, which I think, you know, it's what it all comes down to, in being able to recognize each other and celebrate our differences, and then also stand together to defend life.
Right. And your work with the CAL Alliance has done a lot of this, looking at that connection of this entire region on both sides of the border. Tell me, how do you think the arts can heal this?
You know, I'm not sure the arts can heal this, and I'm not sure it's the job of the arts to do so. I think the arts create spaces where we can come together and be vulnerable in this seeking, in this curiosity, in these questions. And I think it allows a space to together create new imagination, to create new visions, to come face to face with our own, again, complications, contradictions, and then to hopefully understand each other better. So I don't know that they work as a balm or as a therapy, but I do think that these spaces are, in a way, very sacred. You know, I think our civic life and our social life is stronger and is better when we have these public spaces to come together in sort of the most urgent questions of our time, and in ways that make us more emotionally available to each other and more likely to care and more likely to understand our neighbor as, you know, directly related to our story, and understand the ways in which us working together is the way to move forward.
That was my conversation with Cassandra Hernandez-Faham, curator of the CALA Alliance, which works through art to create new understandings about our state's relationship to the Americas.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.